The New Deal-inspired work program aims to put people to work on city trails to help them recover from the financial impacts of COVID-19. If approved by the Assembly on Wednesday, it would fund roughly 40 jobs. The money would be split between the Parks and Recreation Department, city-owned Eagle Crest Ski Area, and Trail Mix, a local nonprofit that builds and maintains trails.
We're going to want to work people as long as we can, and it'll be kind of a weather-dependent thing. You know, if we have a slower start to the winter or a warmer, drier fall.
That's Eagle Crest General Manager Dave Scanlon. He says they plan to hire people to help with summer and fall maintenance on ski, hiking, and biking trails on the mountain. The city already posted job listings for temporary positions at Eagle Crest and in the Parks and Rec Department, even though funding hasn't officially been approved. Parks Director George Schaff says that's because they want to be able to move as quickly as possible once it is. Schaff says they hope to get people working by early July. With more than 250 miles of trails, he says there's plenty to do.
As we've added more miles of trail here in Juneau over the last few years, we haven't necessarily been able to add additional funding or resources to take care of those trails. So we are looking forward this year to getting out and clearing pretty much every trail in our inventory.
Pay for the temporary positions is around $20 an hour. Sierra Gadare is a manager at Gastineau Guiding, one of many local tour companies that had to lay people off this summer as it became clear the cruise ships wouldn't be coming. She says right now, the majority of unemployed tourism workers in Juneau are year-round residents, since the pandemic started before temporary workers arrived for the season.
It's an opportunity for them to make some money. They will not be making as much money as they may have made in a tip economy job like tourism is, but they're already committed to being here. And now they are able to work on a project that directly benefits their community.
Gadare has also been advocating for a statewide job plan that would use stimulus money to benefit Alaska's outdoor recreation economy. Part of that involves encouraging the congressional delegation to support the Great American Outdoors Act. The bill would divert billions of dollars to deferred maintenance and outdoor infrastructure across the country.
I expected it to be happening on a state and federal level, but the fact that it's also happening on a city level is fantastic.
The federal legislation could directly benefit Juneau's Conservation Corps by providing additional funding into the future. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.